Today's program has been brought to you by TechServe, New York's original and still the best Apple computer, iPod, and iPhone store and repair shop. For more information, visit TechServe.com. The views and opinions of this program do not reflect those of HeritageRadioNetwork.org or any of our sponsors. All content of this program is the responsibility of Full Service Radio and is assumed to be played and performed with the permission of its respective owner. Bushwick Internet World, what's good? This is Full Service Radio, live to you, 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. every single Thursday night on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. I'm Jack Inslee. I'm your host. I don't do very much. I just try to introduce everybody to good music. And if you don't know, Heritage Radio Network is a food radio station, a nonprofit organization doing really great things. So all my Full Service Radio listeners, really consider going to the website and clicking donate and supporting us in what we do. I'm the executive producer by day, so that's how I survive. So support the station, support the shows. Tonight is special. We have Lauren Flax in the studio. What's good?
Hey!
Yeah. I'm really excited, and I'll get into this a little bit more, but the first guest on Heritage Radio, I've been working here since 2009, and Drop the Line was like the first guest on Snacky Tunes, Luca. And I think you were here chilling with him for that show. So that's like, that's how far back that goes. And so I'm excited to see it come full circle. And we're going to get right into this set from Lauren, and we'll talk a bit more later. Thanks to TechServe for sponsoring. They sponsor every week's episode, and they are the spot to go to for Apple repairs or products. Just boycott the Apple store. I know they don't like saying that, but I like saying that. Anyway, we're going to get right into the set. It's Full Service Radio. Subscribe on iTunes if you like the show. And we'll be back in 45 minutes to talk Lauren Flax.
world, it's Manny Fresh, and you're listening to Heritage Radio Network.
to the page. I'm wed to the thought that we came, only to discover our names and blow a horn of love in refrain and watch things drop down.
Yeah. Damn, you've been listening to the sounds of Lauren Flax. That was so deep.
Oh, thank you.
It was really deep.
So I put that butt to sleep.
No, not quite. That was a damn good set. You've been listening to Full Service Radio on heritageradionetwork.org. Mm. And before I really chat with you, it's a food radio station, so I need to know what, if you had, and I'm sure you've had plenty of gigs where you can ask for some kind of meal or some kind of stipend, but your dream gig, what your, like, if you could choose any meal after a gig, what it would be.
Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, God. Well, I'm a huge fish eater, but I also love some bloody, really good steak. The burger, I'm a fucking connoisseur. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
I'm a burger connoisseur, so I think there's nothing better than a good burger. So
from where, though? What's your burger?
Northeast Kingdom.
That's the one?
They have got it down. And I don't care. People like try to argue with me about it, but because everybody has their favorite burger joint. But, man, they've got it.
Northeast Kingdom. So yeah. You're like a grass-fed burger girl, then.
I am. But also, it's like they do the tobacco onions and they fry them real quick and they're like super thinly sliced, and then they have like a mushroom infused mayo and yep, just some Swiss cheese on that and a really soft bun. Like, it's just game over. They've got it.
The funny thing is, everyone that answers this question, they always say like food that'll put you to sleep, you know.
Well, a burger will put you to sleep, too.
That's what I'm saying. No, I'm saying you're fitting right there. A big, heavy burger from Northeast Kingdom.
Yeah.
So you've been in Bushwick for a minute, though.
Yeah, five years.
What are, I think the food landscape of Bushwick's kind of changed over those 5 years a lot.
Yeah.
Like, there's more stuff here now. What are some of the spots you're going to?
I mean, I constantly am just, it is Northeast Kingdom, and it's also, I don't even know, like, I just moved to just a little farther into Bushwick, so there's really not much more.
Taco stands?
No, there's not any taco stands. It's like a neighborhood. It's like a family neighborhood. So I'm trying to discover where I can go and hang out and stuff. But for Bushwick, it's really just between Momo is my favorite sushi spot. You know, obviously, it's my favorite place.
Phil's my favorite person, too.
He is a sweetheart, and I dream about that place. It's really messed up when a restaurant ends up in your dreams, you know.
For me, nightmares, man. Phil gave me nightmares with some of the stuff he served me. That's
how heavy it gets. Like what?
I went there for my birthday, and they just he was like, "I'm doing all protein. I'm not going to bring you any rice. Is that okay?"
Like, all right.
Wow. So it was, yeah. Well, I have another question. Then I know you have close connections to Roberta's. You're here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You also have close connections to Pearls.
I do.
Which team? If you had to choose a team.
Are you crazy for asking me? That's a crazy question.
This is like a lob. You're supposed to.
Oh, my God. Well, these guys here, I've known. I mean, have you known Brendan since, like, what's the place on 2nd Avenue?
Oh, wow. That's really good.
That he used to bartend at.
No, I know the place in Brooklyn he used to bartend, but he was in the city, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I don't even remember the name of the place. It has, like, pierogies that are just, like, chill pierogies. God, I can't even remember. There's, like, a restaurant next door and then a bar. And we used to literally dance on the tables and punch holes in the ceiling. Odessa.
Oh, really? He bartended at Odessa?
Are you kidding me? I'm going to throw him on the bus right now, man.
MC Todd. Rep Odessa hard.
Yeah, he was bartending there. And, I used to go there back in the day. This is like 10 years ago. So it's nice to see that he's got his shit together now.
A little bit more than Odessa, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's pulled together a beautiful place with some friends of his. And, you know, it's awesome. But if you're going to really battle between... I mean, come on. You guys know Betsy is my platonic wife. So I have to say, you know, I have to go with Pearls.
There it is.
Come on.
Pearls.
She's my homegirl.
We had some wars at Beer Fest between actually Heritage and Pearls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
What happened?
I can't remember, but I remember
well, that
kind of
makes sense. I can't remember. It's
Beer
Fest.
Not so much. Well, I do want to kind of quickly touch on the lineage, the musical lineage that you have.
I know about music. I don't know anything about music. What are you talking about?
You fake it well. Talk to me about Detroit. How long were you there? I know you grew up there, right?
I mean, until I was 21 years old, yeah.
Okay. So you came to New York when you were 21?
No, I moved to Chicago when I turned 21. And then when I was 23, I moved to New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like since then that Detroit sound is a lot more all over the place in New York, maybe, or just like more people are into that sound. Coming from Detroit, like, how was New York different for you when you got here in terms of the scene?
I mean, there's no real comparison because for me at the time, Detroit, for what I was doing personally, it didn't cater well to that at all. Like, I was seeking a much different sound, and I wasn't really making house music at that time. And I make house music now, but it's still not my, like, main, like, source of, just, it's not my main source of creativity. Like, if it happens, it happens. But, like, in Detroit, it's like people, like, house music is in the soul, and it is in my soul. Like, I grew up on it, and I love it, you know, but it wasn't, I felt a little bit, like just cornered, or just like I just wanted a little bit more freedom, you know. And I left Detroit and I moved to Chicago, and I thought I'd get a little bit more freedom, but at the same time in Chicago, like, you know, it was the same thing. It was very right. like house music, and it's fantastic there, and I love it, and I love the music, and I support it so much, but I just didn't want any boundaries. And I just, and this is probably my own thing, not necessarily Detroit or Chicago, I just felt backed in a corner, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. like I left to go to New York, which in my head was like this no walls, no anything. I could go and just try to figure out what the fuck I wanted to do, and that was important. I guess it was just more for my psyche, because I most likely could have accomplished that in Detroit and Chicago.
Sure.
But for some reason I just had a different, you know, just a different path that I needed to go down to reach what I'm doing now. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, sure. And I mean, New York has definitely changed, though, in the time that you've been here. I mean, how have you noticed it change? Like, how would you quantify that change in New York in the electronic
in New
music
York
scene
in the past 11 years?
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you. Like, New York is, I don't even think of it as an electronic music scene. I think of it as a cultural, it's like the tastemaker type of city, but also it can be real cheesy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, some real cheesy music can come out, and I'm just kind of bummed out. I'm just like, I can't get behind it.
Do you find yourself on, like, on lineups and gigs where you're just confronted with that? Sometimes, you know.
Sometimes, yeah. But at the same time, I'm just kind of like, I pull myself out of those type of situations and just kind of try to reassess, because you know what? You know, we all live in this city, and then I hear people talking about how bored they are. They're like, oh, I'm so bored. I'm like, well, you know what? New York City is massive. It's a fucking huge place. This is a big place. We can fucking go, we can find our own little niche, and if we get bored of that little niche, we can go on to the next one. You know what I mean? So I just, and I say that to you as much as I say that to myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just have to remind myself that New York is massive.
I mean, do you spend most of your time in Bushwick? I know I do. I'm like, I don't leave Bushwick.
I love Bushwick. Yeah, Bushwick is home. It's like a small town in a big city, is what Bushwick is. And I think that what all these things that we've read about, you know, and like a Patti Smith book and this and that, it's like we read about all this stuff. But like what we need to remember is like this is our city and this is our time right now and this is what we're experiencing. And I've never lived in a city like this right now, and I've also never experienced Bushwick. It's a small town,
yeah.
You know what I mean, in a big city, and I am extra proud. Like, I'm just fucking, I can't even believe it. Like, I'm super proud of places like this, like Roberta's, you know what I mean, like seeing my friends just come together and actually like make a beautiful business that's actually gonna help the economy in this neighborhood and other. It's like, it's, I feel really lucky right now. I'm not gonna lie. I feel lucky, you know?
Yeah. No, absolutely. And you mostly work out of Bushwick, no?
Yeah.
When you're making tracks for Creep, are you guys mostly doing it from home?
I mean, it's everywhere. But, yeah. I mean, when we're home, it's home. You know, I do it in my home or my old home, which is Castlebraid.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Shout out to Castlebraid. Shout out to all of Troutman Street.
I know.
Both directions.
Yeah. I mean, like, my buddies at Rad Studios are awesome over there, and they, you know, we track vocals there, and I've tracked vocals in my bedroom at Castlebraid, and, like, I recorded Sia at, what's the place on, oh, my God, I'm not even remembering now.
In Bushwick, though.
Yeah, somewhere in Bushwick.
But I mean, so I'm kind of curious how things have changed for you since, I mean, there was, you were touring with Fisher Spooner for a while. Was that before or after the Sia thing that you've changed track?
Oh, after, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I wrote that song in like 2007.
Right. And that's a while ago. I mean, and I think a lot of people may know you from that track. I know that's the first introduction I had to you. And that was like, for me, that was like the track of the summer for me.
Oh, that's
sweet. It was awesome. And it's very interesting for me, though, that now with Creep, it's a pretty decidedly different direction aesthetically.
Well, I will tell you this. I've never written a happy track in my life, but You've Changed was like a fluke for me. I just wrote a happy song and I went with it. And it's not something, I don't seek to make sad music or happy music or anything. I just kind of like write. I think it's important to just write, just whatever. It's like, you know, it's just going to come out. It's like vomit. You have to just like let it come out.
Did you feel like people were expecting that out of you though, after you've changed, you know, like more along those same lines? Did you feel any kind of pressure to keep that whole happy?
I did a little bit. And, you know, but I'm just not somebody that can cater to, like, being bullied into something.
Fuck yeah.
And I don't know. You know, it's like I put out a lot of house records under my solo name. And it was fun, but I also felt boxed in. And, like, it's weird to me to think that I had to come up with, you know, this other thing to be myself. And I found that kind of strange. You know what I mean? Like, my name, I had to kind of keep up with this, like, house music, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Expectation. And with Creep, I didn't have any more walls. Like, I didn't have to live up to that. And there was, you know, I could do whatever I wanted, you know? So as soon as Creep started happening as a side project, I started understanding its importance in my life because, you know,
freedom.
Like, it's crazy. Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm super thankful that that happened. And I just want to make sure I can continue to make music and not have walls, you know, because even right now I kind of struggle sometimes. I'm like, oh, okay, we have this record, it's done. And what are people going to expect from us? So I'm trying to like figure out if I need to cater to them.
If they read the press, it's trip hop now, right? That's
hey, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with R&B trip hop.
R&B trip hop, that was it.
I'm cool with that.
Right? I mean, that's not a bad little box to be in.
Yeah.
That's. But is the record, it's done?
The record is done.
And what's the plan now?
Well, we're hoping to release in the spring, and it's looking good. And I think, you know, this has been probably one of the most difficult, trying things I've ever done in my whole life, is putting out this record. It's been mentally challenging, and I've learned a lot about the music industry, especially having, 14 guest singers on one record.
Oh,
is like...
That's got to be a nightmare, then.
It is in a way, but in terms of how much you have to jump through to get, you know, like, legality of things to make people happy, like, it's a trying thing. But luckily, most people on the record are friends of mine and just are friends of Lauren's, and it's been good. And also, we you know, I think we've been very, very generous for this record in terms of, you know, we don't, if we're going to make any money, you're going to make the same amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if, you know what I mean? Like, if that happens, you're going to be in the same boat. You know what I mean? I think that's important, you know, because the record industry, there is nothing anymore. There is there's no definition. You're making your own future. So I feel like, you know, it's just important to for the people you collaborate with.
Just be good,
just
yeah.
Man, they are your friend, they are your partner, and that is very important. And I can't even express enough how excited I am about so many of these people on the record that just are down. You know what I mean? Like, I feel so ridiculously lucky. So
that's really inspiring to hear. I couldn't agree more. It's like people just need to be good.
Just
to
be nice to each other. Yeah. We don't have to worry about the man.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
because there's no pot of gold.
there might not be any pot of gold.
Right.
Let's just do this. Let's be there for each other. And, you know, that's kind of all it comes down. There's no written law anymore. Now that the big record label is not
dead. Yeah,
it's pretty much, you know, it's dead. You know, I'm stoked to put out our own music, and I'm not saying we're going to put out our record ourselves, but I am hoping that we do that, you know?
Yeah.
But either way, if we decide to put our record out through somebody else, they're going to have our own vision of individuality and respect and just mutual adoration for each other. It's just, you know, I think that so much has changed in these past 10 years that we need to embrace it. And you know, like, oh God, you know.
No, it's a good time. It's a good time to put the record out. I hope it really does come out in spring. I mean,
it will. I mean, it's looking like June. If it doesn't, it was supposed to come out last year in spring.
I know.
So
2013 has to be the year.
Yeah.
It has to be the year. Well, I know there were some creep tracks in there, and I'll let everybody nerd out on their own, and you should just Google Creep. You should Google Lauren Flax. You should find the discographies. You should get into the music. The videos are great for Creep. The videos have been awesome.
Thank you.
I mean, yeah, find the music, and I cannot wait until that record comes out. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Jack. No, you're adorable. I love you.
Thanks. It's a big deal for me to have you on the show, and you have one more track to close with, yeah?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you have one, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to introduce it?
I don't know. I have to figure it out.
She'll figure it out. That'll be another mystery. You can try to Shazam it, but I doubt it'll work. Unfortunately. Shout out to Aaron Fairbanks, who's in the studio for the first time. Shout out to Sarah Devine. Full Service Radio is live every Thursday at 9:30 till 10:30 p.m. on heritageradionetwork.org. Subscribe on podcast, subscribe on Stitcher. We'll see you next week with Jerry Jones. Peace.
Sorry about that.
Cool air, I breathe, cool audio. Cool air, I breathe, cool audio.